and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we are Monday. It's 14th of January. Happy Monday, everybody.
Yes.
We're ready to go. WWE is in Memphis tonight, so just a heads up, I'm going tonight.
Big day for you.
But I probably won't get home until, 11:30 or midnight.
Do you want me to bring you an energy drink for in the morning?
Yeah. I might not show up. I'm just going to give you a heads up.
Oh, good luck to me.
I just might not come in. Because you know what's right next to the FedEx Forum? Beale Street.
Yeah, because it sounds like you and your wife and your son will just really go out and party on Beale Street.
I'm pretty much a party animal.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. But anybody who listens to the show realizes that's ridiculous. He's the least fun person we've ever heard on the radio.
Yeah.
No, Kai's taking a buddy tonight too, so.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, and I talked to the buddy's parent, and we're like, oh gosh, it's going to be late. So Everybody who debates on letting their kid go to something on a Monday night is like, golly, that's going to be so late. But it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
So it should be a lot of fun. What'd you do over the weekend?
Well, we organized a bunch of stuff. So my husband went and bought a bunch of wood, and he's building shelves out in our garage.
Oh, wow.
So there's sawdust all over my house. And I just started organizing some stuff. And I'm going to talk about that later, but I'm kind of in this organization mode of like drawers and stuff. When's the last time you've cleaned out your underwear drawer?
Oh my gosh, it's a mess. All my drawers are a mess.
Right. That's what I'm doing.
We have a drawer that becomes like the everything goes in here drawer.
The catch-all drawer.
Yeah, bills, pens, tools.
Paper clips, and anything.
It's overflowing.
Yeah.
Like you have to push it down to close the drawer.
Yep.
So I went to church with Meemaw and Papu, which
is
Kai's grandparents,
yeah,
and the rest of the family was there. It was good. But I realized that, I don't know how to say this.
Oh, just say it.
Well, you know sometimes how I have that misophonia where I hook on sounds and I can't let go of it?
Yes.
And a lot of times it's eating, right? Like,
yes.
For what we were eating dinner last night, my wife decided to eat a chip before she ate her sandwich. And all me and Kai did, we both looked at each other like, what is she doing? Why is she eating
a chip? How dare she eat a chip?
She needs to eat noodles or something like that. Something soft. So I was in a place yesterday in a church where I do believe everybody had little tiny cinnamon discs and butterscotch and peppermints.
Because you kept hearing the...
It was like everybody had a little candy. Who even buys hard candy like that anymore?
Grandparents.
Right. And that's who was doing it. And they were all around. And it was like they were forming a band. It was like they were at the Justin Timberlake concert of candy wrappers.
Right, yeah.
So that's all I could hear.
So you really didn't listen because you were distracted by the wrappers.
And for whatever reason, whenever it goes quiet, somebody coughs. And I'm like, it totally throws me off.
Why don't you just wear your headphones into the church service?
I need headphones that are wired right to the pastor, and I'll be set to go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'm a little bit aggravated at myself this morning. Like, I put on my jeans that I like and a shirt that I like, and I realized I probably should have put on some taller shoes.
What do you mean?
Well, I have taller shoes, and sometimes, depending on the occasion, I mean, I'm just wearing my new Adidas.
Yes, your new, what you call, dress-up tennis shoes.
These are my dress tennis shoes. Well, because I tried on those other shoes, and like my wife thought that the boots looked silly, and I thought that the other shoes that she liked looked silly, so I just settled for dressy tennis shoes.
Okay, so the shoes you have on right now, they don't have any lifts in them or anything?
I think I'm going to get a lift for all my shoes. Just have them built in.
But
Herman Munster.
But why?
Because I don't want to look short, and today we have a basketball player coming in.
Oh.
From the Harlem Globetrotters. And I've been in these photos before where I look like I'm a small child. Right?
Well.
And I hate that.
You're just going to have to embrace your shortness.
Well, see, I don't feel like I'm that short. But then situations happen. Like the other day, we had Blake White from the A-State rugby team come by. He's 8 feet tall.
He is really tall.
He's really tall.
Yeah.
What did I say to him that was awkward? Because I pointed in the picture. Do you remember what I said?
I'm pointing at your chest or something.
No, that's not what I said. Nice try.
You felt like you were pointing at his knees?
Okay, that wasn't quite it either. It was a little above his knees. But I said to him awkwardly as I was pointing, because typically when I point, it comes about chest level at everybody.
Right.
And I've been accused of that.
Correct.
But I told him, I said, I feel like I'm pointing at your belly button. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
You cringed.
I did cringe because he just kind of did this awkward giggle.
Right. And then I was awkward too because I'm weird. So anyway, we're going to have this basketball player come in today, and I'm going to have my wife bring me shoes, maybe some heels, because nobody's going to see my shoes, but they will see how short I am compared to the basketball player.
Then you can just get on your tiptoes.
Is there a step stool around here?
You're going to sit and stand in one of these chairs.
That's a TV trick. You know that, right? Like there's little step stools to make people look like they're the same size. Maybe I need that for this room. Because it's like when I go out with my wife and she decides, for whatever reason, and I guarantee you, just watch. I'm not going to say anything to her. But tonight, we're going to WWE, right? She knows I have friends at WWE. She will be 7.5 feet tall.
Well, it's because when we wear heels, it elongates our legs and makes us look thinner. It doesn't matter. We're going, it doesn't, are you mad at her when she's taller
than you? Yes, I'm mad. We fight about it. I'll stop talking to her.
Wait a minute.
For about 30 minutes, I'll stop talking to her.
That's ridiculous.
If we're going somewhere and I know she looks like a skyscraper and I look like I'm just like a little lemonade stand.
Hang on. Well, now I'm worried about myself because today I have on, and they're not very dressy boots, but they're boots.
Nope.
And they're a little bit taller than your, like, do you get mad at me if we're in pictures and I'm taller than you?
Yes. The only person allowed to be taller than me is David because he's like the jolly white giant.
Well, I'm not going to just start wearing flats because it makes you upset.
Saw them off.
No.
Just squat a little bit.
No, not going to do that either.
It's almost like, will you take a picture with me like you're like I'm a child and you just kind of squat down to be on my level like I do with Kai sometimes?
Sure. If that's what makes you feel good, I'll do it.
It'll make me feel better.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip
on Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are engaged. So it looks like they're ready to make it official. They've had this quick, crazy romance since last June, and all of a sudden they are engaged. So he shared the news in this really sweet Instagram post. It's a picture of him kind of cuddling up to her with her new massive ring on display. And he captioned the picture, quote, "Sweet Catherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you. Proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go." So to check it out, head to the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
They got together in June?
June.
When did he divorce Anna Faris?
I'm wanting to say a few months before that.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I wonder what she's thinking right now.
Well, she's dating too, so.
But still. But
yeah.
You're married within a year. That's like, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Quick. There you go. Hey, we now know who's going to be with Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl. Maroon 5 is a part of the Super Bowl at the halftime performance, and we know that they've had a little bit of trouble trying to find people to be a part of the show because some people thought they didn't want the stigma of the NFL around them, even though it's the biggest television show and the biggest part of the television show of the year. It's the biggest performance in music of the entire year. Maroon 5 is going to be there, and so is Travis Scott. Travis Scott is a rapper. Most famous for being the baby daddy of Kylie Jenner's baby, Stormy. I'm sure many of you have Travis Scott on your phone.
Way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit.
You do, right?
Dash, Kai loves this song. These girls ain't got a clue. All of these I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Imagine how I dance when that song comes on.
I don't want to. I can see it, and I don't want to see it.
It's Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy. B-O-I. Big Boys from Outkast. They did this song right here. So it's a very eclectic type of show, right? Maroon 5, Travis Scott, Big Boy, all a part of the Super Bowl halftime performance.
Gotcha Gossip on Kylie Jenner. So she used to have the most liked post on Instagram with just under 18.2 million likes.
Right.
18.2 million, okay? But someone decided to break the record with a picture of a plain brown egg. So their campaign succeeded, and last night it slipped past Kylie with 18.23 million likes.
It's just
a picture of a brown egg. So what's funny is Kylie responded with basically an egg meme on her own account. She captioned it, "Kylie when she sees the world record egg account." And then it's the short video of basically her cracking an egg on the ground and seeing if it's going to fry, if it's hot enough.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, at least she responded and kind of made it funny. Sense of humor, you know.
I'm kind of thinking here that, you know, sometimes I don't get all that many likes on some of my photos.
Yeah.
And I try to figure out why, like if people hate me or what. But 18 million?
Maybe you should just post a brown egg.
I think I'm going to do that and see if I can get more likes today.
You should.
Here's my shoe. Maybe people like my shoe better than they like
Maybe
me.
Maybe so.
So we'll check that out. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I decided over the weekend I was going to start a diet. I actually decided yesterday morning to start the diet because I was watching Tim Tebow on YouTube and I thought he's got to be right.
What was he doing?
He does the ketogenic diet.
Yeah.
And I just want to lose a few pounds, right? And I'm like, and you hear about inflammation caused by carbs and the white, you know, the whatever, the starches and stuff like that. So I'm like, I'm going to do it. So I made myself a keto breakfast.
What'd you make?
Just eggs and avocado and bacon. Because basically the diet, if you haven't heard about it, you just basically, it's going to be like 75% fat.
Yeah.
20% protein, 5% carbs, right? And people like can drop this weight, and supposedly some people get healthier with it. And I know every diet is kind of like, you don't want to cut everything out all the way.
Right, but there's pros and cons of each one, yeah.
But I was determined to start it and try.
So what'd you eat for lunch?
Well, we went with the Kai's grandparents to church, the in-laws, and father-in-law Jeff decided he wanted to treat us to a buffet.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
I failed within minutes.
There's no way if they're like, hey, here's a paid buffet that you're going to eat all protein.
And I'm like, well, we should just say no. We can't go. So my plate started off as just protein. But then I realized my protein was covered in, like, you know.
Gravy.
Good stuff. Because it was a Chinese buffet.
Oh, okay.
So I mean, how...
Yeah, there's nothing you could have done.
I mean, just
nothing.
Mongolian beef. I need 4 plates of Mongolian beef, please.
Yeah.
And then there was a cake that had Butterfinger on top of it.
Well, you can't say no to that.
So keto was gone after about 2 hours. Then we went out last night. So my wife's like, we'll just start today. We'll start. It's a Monday. We'll start. Let's just go get what Kai wants. So Kai got to pick
every
dinner.
Sunday. I'm starting tomorrow.
Today, yeah. So today's supposed to be our day, but we're going out of town. We're going to wrestling tonight, WWE.
And you know that they're going to have snacks.
Yeah, the concession stand thing, where there's no way.
And are you going to have an adult beverage?
They would have carbs in it.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, right? So I go last night to get our stuff, right? I was craving a certain sandwich from a place, right? Because Kai picked the place, but I knew what sandwich I wanted. Mm-hmm. So they start making Kai's sandwich, and it's basically done. And they said, what would you like? And I'm like, I want that one. And it was my meatball sandwich.
So,
and guess what?
You had bread.
They were out of the meatballs.
Oh, no.
Have you ever gone to a place where you wanted something so bad, you sat down and like they didn't have what you wanted?
What'd you do?
Well, I got something different that was really good.
But you sulked, didn't you?
For a second. So then I have to try to get a hold of my wife because she was going to do the meatball sub too. She never gets that one. But of course, she was going to get that one. And then she's like, well, I don't know. What do you want? I'm like, Leslie, I'm in line in front of these people and there's people behind me. Well, I don't know. What do you want?
You've been married to her for 10 years. You should know what she wants.
Turkey. I want turkey.
Is that how she would
turkey.
Say it?
Turkey.
Turkey.
She wanted turkey. Her and Kai both got turkey. The same turkey that I bought the day before at the store that, you know, isn't good enough.
I understand that.
The turkey I pick isn't good enough as, you know, the other turkey at a restaurant.
Right. Sure.
Same thing we have at home. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I guess it is better. The sandwich I got was really good, but... My keto diet failed.
Good luck today.
Within minutes. Within minutes, it failed. Hey, tonight I'll be at WWE. If you're going over there, we can maybe see each other. So
and hopefully you'll get slammed by Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey's going to be there. I'm going to be there, too. I challenge her right now to a duel.
Oh, my goodness.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So coming up right around 7:30 this morning, we're going to give you all the info on how you can win Kane Brown tickets today. So Kane Brown's going to be in South Haven coming up on Saturday night. Your chance to win tickets every day this week. And a chance to win coming up later on today. We'll tell you exactly when to be listening for that. All right, Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, January the 14th. Of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Madeline Kemp. Going to Westside celebrating today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We have Brittany Jenkins of Jonesboro, 30 years old. Kelly Jones of Jonesboro celebrates today. Amy Bridges, also from Jonesboro, celebrates. Trey Vaden from Wynn, happy birthday. Hannah Hawkins of Monette turns 11 years old today. And Taylor Ross from Brooklyn turns 19. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Janine Mason is 28 today. That was Liz on the new Roswell remake. Dave Grohl is 50. You may know him by this song.
Foo Fighters, man. The Foo Fighters did this one as well. I swear I'll never give in. I refuse. If someone get it, the best of you. Dave Grohl celebrating a birthday today. He was also in Nirvana as well, so pretty cool.
Jason Bateman is 50 today. That's Marty Bird on the Netflix series Ozark. LL Cool J, 51 today.
Yeah, he's had a good career, though. NCIS Los Angeles, he did the lip sync battle, so good stuff from him.
Dan Schneider is 53. He does a lot of the producing for a lot of the Nickelodeon shows.
Right. He was also, if you remember the TV show Head of the Class.
Yes.
He was Dennis Blunden on Head of the Class.
Yeah.
And then he went on to do stuff like iCarly, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh, Kenan and Kel. So he's done a bunch of stuff.
And then Carl Weathers is 71 today. That was Apollo Creed in Rocky.
The greatest movie series of all time, the Rocky movie series. I stand by that.
Now, have you seen all of them?
I haven't seen the most recent, like the Creed stuff. But yeah, the first five, really the first four, were amazing. Yeah. I put that up against Star Wars.
Oh.
Any of the other ones.
Wow.
Those long-lasting movies. Give me the Rocky movies any day, man. How about this one, too? The number one movie franchise ever. Take that, Star Wars. Take that, Avengers. Marvel movies.
Wow.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Hannah Hawkins, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of crazy to think about George Strait and Willie Nelson never performing together.
Yeah, that is weird.
Because you would think, I mean, they're longtime country stars, Texas guys. You would think that they would have performed together, but they never had until the other night in Nashville. There was a big Willie Nelson tribute. It was a life of music and Willie. Anyway, so Willie's up there. Out comes George Strait. Big surprise. People are going crazy. They're going to perform together for the first time ever. And this is what it sounded like from the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville.
But I think it's quite clear, so I'm writing this down in a song. But I just couldn't resist. It's a nice little twist, and I think you'll agree this is just wrong.
Pretty cool, though. The crowd goes crazy. The entire performance is up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Old Dominion is having to postpone several shows because their front man, Matthew Ramsey, is going to have to be recovering from surgery. So apparently, it's not the way he wanted to start the year, but it's an old injury. Yeah. And the only way he can get back to his old self is basically having surgery. So he says he wants to be able to put on the best show possible for his fans. And in order to do that, he's got to take care of himself. Yeah. So
I understand. But artists hate to have to cancel.
I know it.
So Dustin Lynch is talking about how he has really no skill with the ladies. He's not real good at trying to flirt with the ladies. But because he's famous, ladies are always sliding into his DMs.
Oh, man.
So he feels more comfortable when the ladies do that. So there you go. I don't know why that makes me happy, but I'm always happy to know the guys might not have good game. Because I'm jealous of the guys that have good game.
Right.
Because I have no game. Also coming up later on today, David the Barrel Boy gives you a chance to win tickets to go see Kane Brown. So Kane Brown plays in South Haven coming up on Saturday night.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
David the Barrel Boy has tickets today.
Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful.
Be listening at 5:20 this afternoon.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me. You got my heart keeps skipping a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me.
You could be at the Lander Center in South Haven coming up on Saturday to see Kane Brown.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I'm one of them fools just playing?
So be listening later this afternoon, 5:20, for the chance to call in and win with K5.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thanks for having Kate Fine on your radio. It is Monday, and of course, on Monday mornings, we like to reach out to our buddy Eric Birch from Birch & Co. for some Monday morning motivation. Good morning, Eric.
That's it. What's up, everyone in Kate Fine country?
Man, it is it's a good week, I think. You know, we're kind of getting in the groove of a new year and back at work, and I'm feeling pretty good for a Monday.
That's it. So just a couple weeks in, everybody's sort of, you know, back in the routine. I know most of the school-age kids started a week ago, and now you've got, I think, all the college kids are going back this week. Mm-hmm. So somewhat of a routine finally coming around here in the first couple weeks of the new year.
Yep. Motivate us as we kick off this week. Help us tackle the week and make it a great one.
Well, it's interesting because I've been talking to a group, a mastermind group outside of our area, just going back and forth with some things. And to get into this particular group, they said, hey, Eric, we need you to fill out several forms. And I said, yeah, that's cool. Shoot them over. We'll get them done. So one of them was a four strengths profile graph. And, you know, guys, we had used a SWOT analysis for years. We've used the DISC profile. But this really opened my eyes. And when I got done with it, and I handed it to my wife, and she was like, wow, that's pretty interesting, really spot on. But you know, and it truly highlighted my strengths, but the other thing that it truly highlighted was my weaknesses. And after reading that and seeing that, you know, it you truly, truly need to know, because we all go through life, and we justify anything and everything that we do. So, you know, if we ate that cookie when we weren't supposed to, remember all those New Year's resolutions that we were going to eat good for the next 30 days? But you go, it's no big deal because I'm going to walk out to the mailbox and get my mail and I'll burn those calories, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I just did that yesterday, by the way.
We all justify the 150-calorie cookie for a 7-calorie walk to the mailbox.
Right, totally.
Yeah, so, but that's us every single day. And it's no matter what we do. If we didn't get up, you know, we didn't jump up out of bed this morning when the alarm went off, well, it was because the dog got me up in the middle of the night and I just didn't get my full night's sleep. So I had to sleep another 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, we make excuses each and every single day. You know, it's every single one of us. And I said, having a conversation with a gentleman one day, and he was like, I don't ever want to be called a liar. And I said, you know, well, let's dig into that. Why is that? You know, well, because I try to go through life being open and honest. And, you know, and I said, and I think the majority of the people do.
Yeah.
I don't think people get up to just, you know, just to screw somebody over or mess somebody around. That's not it at all. But I said, think about this. I said, how many times have you, let's not call it a lie, let's call it a fib. For some reason, people feel better about that.
Right. It's a little white lie, Eric. Yeah. It's a little white lie.
A little white lie, and I don't know what the color has to do with anything. But literally, so I'm, you know, hey, how many times have you fibbed to yourself today already? You know, it's before 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, and how many times, not to somebody else, not to your spouse, not to your kids, not to your coworkers, but how many times have you already let yourself down?
Wow.
You know, so something to think about. But when we become open and honest, even with ourselves, it's hard enough to do it with somebody else and just, you know, what they call, you know, spill your luggage or spill the beans, whatever it is. you know, get all your dirty laundry out. But when you go through some of these assessment guides, and there's 50 of them online. I just pulled it up. They're free. They're online. Find an analysis today. Find an analysis this week and do this analysis. Be open, be honest, and look at those results. Find out from scientific facts, you know, what are your true strengths and what are your true weaknesses? Because when this came out, Ann looked at me and she said, okay, I want to go do this.
Right.
Just because it was so spot on. And again, when you could sit in front of somebody, or if Ann would have told me, here's your strengths and here's your weakness. This is a lady that I've been in love with for 25 plus years. And I believe in her and I trust in her. But coming from her, it's just not accepted as well. Is that right?
Right. I can see that.
But when you sit down and do a test or fill out a form or answer, literally, I think it was 25, 30 questions. And the instructions are basically, you know, answer these questions as quick as you can. And whichever one jumps out at you, go with it. Mm-hmm. Don't question your thoughts. You know, just, hey, that's okay. I like this one more than this one. And I like that one more than that one. So, you know, you literally fill out these questionnaire. You track this data on a sheet, and all of a sudden, you know, you graph it out, and you say, wow, you know, that's true. I love doing this, and I love learning this way. But these other things, wow, those are challenges. And I got, like, zeros and ones in those things. And it really opens your eyes. Why do you want to know that? Why do you want to know, congratulations on your strengths, but here's your weaknesses, and let's highlight those? Is because then you need to find people and surround yourself with people that are actually great in those areas.
Right.
You know, so Ronald Reagan, I think, said it best. He knew going into office he wasn't a true politician. You know, it was almost a fluke that he got elected. It was just, hey, the country was looking for something different and something new. But he said, I know what I will do. I'll surround myself with the wisest people in each of these 10, 15, 20 categories, whatever it was, so that I can lead this nation. So again, be open and honest with yourself, find an analysis, do that analysis as quick as possible, and then study that and find out again strengths, weaknesses, and put the people around you that will actually take your weaknesses and turn those into strengths.
Eric Birch from Birch & Co. with your Monday morning motivation. Have a great week, man.
You guys have an amazing day.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly's a little bit fired up this morning because she is very indecisive.
I am.
Much like a lot of females, sometimes decision-making is not a strength.
Listen, don't bring your wife into this.
And I am Mr. Decision-Maker.
I'm sure you are.
When somebody says, what are we going to have for dinner? I know the answer.
That's
every
a
time.
Lie. No one ever knows that answer.
I think I'm the most indecisive person in the family. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, Leslie, you pick. I don't want to pick. Well, Kyle, you pick.
I picked last time.
I don't want to pick. What if I pick something you don't want? Well, I'm letting you pick. Well, you pick. Mm-hmm. We've actually been in the car, been out to go somewhere. We've been driving around town. We can't decide.
45 minutes trying to decide.
And then I took us home. You want to talk about somebody being mad.
Oh, yeah.
She was mad.
I didn't want you to pick home.
Right. Well, you know what we're going to have? Popcorn.
Yeah.
How about that? So the reason Kelly's being indecisive this morning is because of the new social media challenge that people have been doing. Mm-hmm, and I told her we needed to partake. We need to do, or it could be the hashtag 10-year challenge, the hashtag profile pic challenge, the hashtag how hard did aging hit you challenge. And I'm seeing tons of these. And most of the time, people, when they post them, feel like they look better now.
Right. Like...
Like, nobody thinks they look awful now and then does this challenge. Because if you think you look awful now,
right,
you just don't do the challenge.
Man, look what the last 10 years did to me.
I look terrible now.
Look at this.
Right?
Yeah.
So everyone who's posting it at least thinks they don't look that much worse.
Right.
And it's kind of a humble brag.
Right.
As I choke.
Like, I don't look like I've aged 10 years.
Right. Now, I think you could tell I'm a little bit older, but I definitely look a lot smarter.
Yeah, well, I was looking at my first profile picture and my son's like 3. And I was just like, I don't know if I want to put myself side by side to that.
From that age.
Right.
That would have been 13 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just do 10 years? Find a picture from 2009.
Well, I thought it was like the first profile picture is what you're supposed to compare it
Well,
to.
Some people are doing that. That's why I'm doing all the hashtags. So I'm thinking if I do all of them, that it's all encompassing.
It covers everything, yeah.
So again, the hashtag I'm going to use is hashtag tenure challenge, hashtag profile pic challenge, hashtag how hard did aging hit you challenge. Also, if you would please, if you decide to do this today and join in, please use the hashtag we use for the show as well, which is hashtag BBITM. Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Yeah.
Hashtag BBITM. That way we can see your transformation.
Yeah.
Or maybe I can post them on our Facebook page and you all can share yours there as well.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Because it's 10 years. You know what happens? The one thing none of us can stop, the one thing none of us can control is that time marches on.
That's true.
Time
marches
on.
Okay, I'll join in. I just have to figure out which one I want to do.
Well, let me pick.
No.
If you're having trouble.
No, I'll never let you pick.
Listen, if you don't want to be decisive, I'll make a decision for you.
You know what? I'll make a decision.
Nope. Okay, now all of a sudden you're ready. You've been working on this for the last 45 minutes.
I just want to find the best one.
All right, well, you work on that.
Okay.
I'm going to post mine. You can find our 10-year challenge, profile pic challenge, how hard did aging hit you challenge, on our social media to start with. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, Brandon on KFIN.
Twitter and Instagram, Kelly on KFIN.
And again, remember this, the one thing that we can't change, the one thing that will happen to every single one of us.
Time marches on.
It marches on.
It's true.
Time marches on.
It is 8:06 in KFIN country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There was this girl who sat across from me. Her name was Kelly, and she got really mad just now.
I can't help it. I've been trying to do this for about 45 minutes, and I can't find this one picture.
Why don't you choose a different picture?
Because it's, okay, it's about our show, and it's a picture of you and I, and I'm trying to find this old picture of you and I, because it's like from 12 years ago, 13
right.
years ago.
Right.
And I'm wanting to find that picture and put it next to today's picture so it can kind of show our 10-year, whatever, our how hard aging has hit us thing.
Right. You're changing the hashtag a little bit. You're just picking one of them.
I'm just picking.
How hard has aging hit you?
Vicinity, same time zone, time frame, whatever. Just leave me alone. Just let me be mad over here.
It's the same time zone.
You knew what I meant.
What is happening?
Okay.
All anyway. Right, so the challenge is up there, and I've gone ahead and I've posted mine. I'm not, you know, it is what it is. But the challenge is like the 10-year challenge, your first profile pic challenge. I have all the hashtags on the picture.
Eventually mine will be up, but I'm just taking a little bit longer.
I'm starting to doubt it at this point.
Doubt what?
That you're going to have it done.
Oh, no, I'm going to do it.
Well, just again, if you would just hand me your computer, I'll go through your
that
photos.
That will never happen because you'd put the worst photo available.
I would not do that. That doesn't make any sense.
Look me in the eyes. Say you would do it.
I would totally do it. So mine's up. We want to see yours as well. If you guys want to go to like on Facebook, I have it on my Facebook page, which is Brandon Baxter on the radio, or on the KFIN Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. You can see it there and post yours underneath if you've taken the challenge. If you're like Kelly, this might not be the challenge you want to accept on a Monday.
Yes.
Because she is fired up about it today.
I will accept the challenge a little bit later today.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. Thanks for being topical and on time. I appreciate it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What are you giggling about?
I don't know. You just always get this look on your face when you're about to roast me, and you have that look, and I just don't know what you're about to say.
I'm not going to roast you. I told you I wouldn't.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Kelly has, well, she accepted the 10-year challenge.
I accepted it, and it's just not working out, okay?
Yeah. So it's not going to be there. You're not going to post it.
I am going to post it. So at this.
What?
This song.
Whoa.
I'm not a liar.
I hate the world today.
Or what it says before that.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. If you know the song, you know the song.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
Well, Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger are engaged. Looks like they're ready to make the jump. Basically, it's been this really quick romance they've had since they've been dating since last June. So he shared the news in a really sweet Instagram post. It's a picture of him cuddling up to Katherine with a new ring on display, and her ring is really, really big. But he captioned the picture, quote, "Sweet Katherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you. Proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go." To check it out, head to the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Got you gossip on the Super Bowl and the halftime performance. We've wondered who was going to be there because they always do a collaboration. We knew Maroon 5, but we thought, okay, they're going for Cardi B, and allegedly Cardi B said no. Well, they've knocked down and figured out the performers, and we know who they are. First of all, it's going to be Maroon 5 and Travis Scott, who is a rapper who does this song right here.
Way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacey,
why are you dancing like that?
It's going to make some moves.
Have you heard this song?
Yeah.
So Travis Scott is the baby daddy of Kylie Jenner's baby, Stormy, right? So it's going to be Maroon 5, Travis Scott, and Big Boy from the band Outkast. That's going to be the Super Bowl, the halftime performance. We now know who's going to be there with Maroon 5.
Speaking of Travis Scott, got your gossip on Kylie Jenner. She used to have the most liked post on Instagram with just under 18.2 million likes.
Right.
But someone decided to break that record with a picture of a plain brown egg. Like literally a picture of just a brown egg.
Right.
Well, their campaign succeeded. Last night, it slipped past Kylie with 18.23 million likes. So Kylie responded with an egg meme on her own account, kind of making fun of herself. She captioned it, "Kylie when she sees the world record egg account." So it's a short video of her cracking an egg on the pavement to see if it fries or anything like that. So at least she had a sense of humor about it.
There goes that picture. 18 million likes. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have guests in the room this morning, Kelly.
I'm very excited.
In official Harlem Globetrotters gear.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, when we take Kai to the games, he always wants to buy the gear.
I know.
We have two or three of the basketballs at home because he wants to do that as well. Hoops Green joins us in the studio this morning from the Harlem Globetrotters. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm wonderful. I'm happy to be here.
You normally wake up at this time of day?
Well, what time is it now?
It is 8:49.
I will be up by now. I've been up. We've been up.
What's breakfast for you on a regular basis? Because you're an athlete. What do you eat?
Today it was Starbucks.
Oh, good for you.
Did you have a treat or just a coffee?
I had a refresher.
There you go. Morgan Rhodes joins us.
We're going to get breakfast after.
Where are you going? Do you know?
Where are we going?
Will you take us with you?
Let's go. Let's do a party.
Yeah. Let's do it. So the Globetrotters are going to be at First National Bank Arena coming up on Sunday. And Morgan, you're in to represent, I guess, the arena, right?
Good morning. Yeah.
Hey, this is going to be a big event because every time we go out there, and we go every year with my son, he's 9. This is one of the most fun things that he gets to go to. Because of all the excitement, the music, the fun with the crowd, it's one of the most interactive shows that First National Bank Arena gets to put on.
Well, I'm really excited. And actually, this year is going to be my first year to see the Globetrotters.
Ooh, is it really?
She's in for a treat.
In your entire life, the first year?
In my entire life.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Again, we've gone every year, and it's so much fun. And Kai loves the Globie. When Globie comes out.
Right. Globie's pretty popular. A lot of people look forward to seeing him.
Yeah, so it's fun because there's all kinds of silly things. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't been there, I do encourage you to go. So, Hoops, where do we get the name Hoops from?
Well, when you join the team, you get a nickname, but you have to earn that nickname. And for me, I guess it was based more off my previous years playing.
Right.
You know, I was always known for being on a winning program.
Right.
And dribbling was one of my specialties, but as well as I had a decent jump shot.
Right.
So with the name Hoops, you have to have the entire package.
Right. I can tell you, she didn't want to humble brag at all.
No.
She,
yeah, I didn't want to.
So like, obviously this is a deal where you get to tour the entire world now with the Globetrotters, which is really cool. What was the dream when you were young and you were chasing that dream of playing basketball? Did you ever dream that you'd do this for a living?
I didn't. I knew at a young age that I wanted to play professional basketball. I knew that I wanted to travel the world for playing basketball. And I saw the movie Love and Basketball. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a classic. And I wanted to be like Monica in the movie who went to Spain.
Right.
So I actually have played in Spain. I travel the world with one of the most famous teams in the world.
Right.
And I play professional basketball.
That's awesome.
Boom, boom, boom.
Who's the greatest basketball player of all time? Can I put you on the spot and ask you that?
Because
that's a debated deal, man. Who would you pick?
So
that's a loaded question.
Yeah. All right. So what of all time? Are we talking about like the NBA?
Let's talk NBA all time.
I feel like it's like most people are going to say Michael Jordan.
Right.
But for me, my guy's Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the big debate, right? And then some people say LeBron.
Some people are going to say LeBron, you know, maybe. It's definitely my people may say Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, now LeBron, maybe Magic Johnson.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going with my guy, Kobe.
There you go.
So when you tried out for the Harlem Globetrotters, what was the audition process like?
So I remember once I realized I got invited to a tryout, I was like, what does one need to know going to do? Do I need to be good at throwing a bucket of water,
right,
confetti? Do you have to like juggle going in? But it was just your regular basketball tryout, like the three-man weave, the scrimmages, getting up shots. So that was what we did, and I guess I did good at it. And if you had like a specialty or a trick that you could do, then they would ask you to show it. But it was just that, like just playing regular basketball, and then there was an interview at the end.
Do you have like a special trick that you do that you're known for?
So my specialty would be my dribbling.
Okay.
That's what I guess I'm known for, is my dribbling and showcasing my tricks. That's where I'm probably the most talented.
Did you know when you were done that you nailed the audition? Did you walk away and think, man, I got this?
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty confident going into it. It's something, like dribbling has always been something I've worked at, and it's kind of come more natural to me.
Right.
So I knew that, like, I'm confident. When I play basketball, I'm confident because it's something I've been doing my entire life.
Right.
So I was, you know, I was practicing since I was young age, and the only thing different was you're adding the entertainment aspect to it. And the Globetrotters look for great people, great basketball players, and great entertainers. And I think that I checked all three of those off.
There you go.
So I was pretty confident.
Hoops Green in the studio with us this morning. The Globetrotters are at First National Bank Arena in Jonesboro coming up on Sunday. We were talking about how you've traveled the entire world. Is there one spot that was like, man, this is the coolest spot that the Globetrotters have ever taken you?
Jonesboro.
There you go. Boom.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the answer right there.
yeah.
Necessities for travel, like when you're packing. What do you have to make sure you have?
That's tough. When my first time I went on tour, I was like, how do you pack for 6 months in a suitcase?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I didn't know how to pack for that at first. But now all I need is a basketball shoes and my jersey, and I'm set.
There you
is
go.
All I need.
So are you really gone for that long a period of time, typically?
We're gone, yeah, we started in late October this year, and we'll go until about May, April.
Whatever. Any trips home?
I got to go home for a couple of days for Thanksgiving, like 2 or 3 days, and then I got to go home for 2 days, 3 days over Christmas break.
Wow, so it really is full-time travel.
Yeah.
I guess you like music?
Yeah, I always have my iPod or my iPhone. Gotta have my music.
What are you listening to now?
Who do I listen to? See, I like old school R&B.
What's the most embarrassing thing on your playlist?
What's the embarrassing thing on your playlist?
Is there something that would pop up? You're like, oh no, that can't show in this room.
No, I don't think so. I mean,
there's no Hanson, nothing like that. No
Mbop. No.
Spice Girls.
You could definitely find some Spice Girls, but that's not embarrassing to me. Backstreet Boys, yeah. NSYNC. That's not embarrassing.
That's not. I agree with you.
All right.
So Sunday, First National Bank Arena for people. For you still have that?
Nah.
For people who haven't seen the Globetrotters, what would you say? Why is this show so special?
The show's so special and unique because, you know, you'll see a lot of entertainment throughout the game. We know we're great basketball players, but we're entertainers as well. This year it's the Fan Power Tour, so we're taking the crowd interaction to another level. There are many opportunities throughout the game where the fans get to interact with us, yeah. Come out to the court, or we may go up into the stands. And it's just a lot of fun. The cool dunks, the trick shots, the ball handling, the entertainment. You never know what to expect at a Harlem Globetrotter game.
It's a great experience, and again, it's happening on Sunday at First National Bank Arena. A 2 o'clock matinee show, which is great for all of the people who get out of church.
Three o'clock.
That's what I meant.
But you can get there early.
I mean, why wouldn't you get there early, right? 3 o'clock, First National Bank Arena coming up on Sunday. Tickets on sale at tickets.astate.edu and also at fnbarena.com. And we appreciate you all coming in the studio.
Thank you.
857 in K-Fine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, Kelly, the 10-year challenge.
Working on it, Brandon. Working on it.
Still working on it.
I've been working on it since 5:30 this morning.
are we having a problem here?
Yeah, I just can't. I just want it to make sense, and it's not making sense to me. I was either going to have it be like a picture of Joey and I like 10 years ago, 9 years ago, and then now, or me and my son 10 years ago, or you and I from like 12 or 13 years ago. And I can't get it to do right in the side-by-side thing.
Right. It's a big issue. Why don't you just have it where people swipe?
I think that's what I'm going to do. I thought about that about 10 minutes ago. And I think once I get home today, that's what I'm going to work on. I know it's going to be a huge deal once everybody gets to see it. It's going to be just breathtaking. But until then.
You don't have a picture of just you from 10 years ago?
I guess I do.
I'll take a picture of you this morning.
No.
Why not? We take pictures every day.
It has to be a good one. Yours is good.
What do you mean mine is good?
Yours is good.
You can tell I've aged a little bit.
Well, yeah, but you always look the same in every picture.
And that's become an issue.
You're just a little bit more vascular in your current picture, which is good because I know guys like to be vascular.
Vascularity is very big. Mm-hmm. But you're making fun of me because you basically have said today that all of my pictures for all of these years look the exact same, and you think I should drop that and start looking different.
They do, but here's the thing. So you point in every picture. I know that's your thing.
Yeah, okay, it's part of it.
But there's, okay, like just as an example, we just took a picture with a Harlem Globetrotter, right?
Yeah, Hoops.
Hoops. Hoop screen. And so you sat there, and it looks like the same picture that you take every single time we take a picture, and you're like, oh, the way I smile, the way my knuckle is turned. Like, if it's not exactly the same, you delete it and post something different, but it's exactly the same again, and then you're like, oh, there it is. That one's better. And it looks just like the one that you deleted. And so, it's so confusing for me.
She left the room. Hoops left the room. And I brought Hoops back in and said, let's take a picture.
You brought Hoops in not twice, but four times because to retake the picture.
Hey, Hoops, come back.
She felt sorry for you, I believe.
Hey, we're both on social media, even though she won't post her transformation. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'll surprise you a little bit later on today. Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. KFIN. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a big happening in Nashville. For the first time ever, George Strait and Willie Nelson performed together over the weekend. And George wanted it to be a special song that he wrote specifically to honor Willie Nelson at a tribute at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Here's what it sounded like. It's pretty cool, though, if you want to go check out the full performance, George Strait and Willie Nelson together. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Old Dominion is having to postpone several shows because their frontman, Matthew Ramsey, is going to have to be recovering from surgery here in about a month. But they're postponing because basically he has an old injury and he's having to get that fixed and to have a good show and have a good show for his fans. He wants to be completely well, so he's going to go ahead and get that kind of lingering injury fixed over the next month.
And Dustin Lynch has admitted that sometimes women slide into his DMs. And he actually posted a photo of one of the women who's done that recently, and her name is Kelly.
Thanks.
No, he said that he was never confident when he was younger. So it makes it much cooler for him as a celebrity to have people coming after him. He doesn't have to make the approach. He is the one being approached through his direct messages. And of course, every morning here on KFine, we got that country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, be listening later on today at 5:20. David the Barrel Boy has tickets to go see Kane Brown. Kane Brown plays South Haven, the Lander Center, coming up on Friday night. And at 5:20 this afternoon, David the Barrel Boy has free tickets to give away. So be listening for that. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Tonight, we have The Bachelor at 7 o'clock. If you're not a Bachelor fan, we have America's Got Talent, The Champions, on at 7 o'clock as well. The series premiere of The Passage at 8 o'clock. That's with Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh, yeah.
Zach from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's cool.
Tonight's schedule also includes 4 shows coming back from their winter break. The Resident returns at 7, The Good Doctor returns at 8, Magnum PI at 8, and The Bull returns at 9. And on late night, Stephen Colbert is going to have Kane Brown, and Carson Daly will have Martina McBride.
Sweet. And don't forget WWE Monday Night Raw live from the FedEx Forum in Memphis tonight. John Cena is going to be there. Ronda Rousey is going to be there.
Brandon Baxter and his family are going to be there.
And I'm going to be there, too. We'll see y'all tonight. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.